Senator Mason, Representative Plummer. My name is Ben Chin. I'm the Political Engagement Director for Maine People's Alliance. Here today to testify against LD 1095 and also in support of LD 690. I represent our 32,000 members in Maine, and we agree with lots of the other comments that have been made to the effect beforehand, so I'm just going to give you the highlights of my testimony in respect for your time. I'd like to just draw your attention to, as it comes around, the graph on the back, which summarizes a study between 1969 and 1994 of the impact on various economic development indicators in counties that had prison, that basically used prisons as a strategy for economic development, and those that don't. And when it comes around, you'll see that you want to look at the bars on the left are the counties that had no prisons, and the bar on the right in those triple bars are the counties that did. And basically in every indicator, when you're talking about income, total earnings, and employment, the counties that did not have prisons and did not use that as an economic development strategy in all these indicators over the course of those years turned out better than those that did not. So we are concerned about the impact on workers of private prisons, on the prisoners themselves. There's definitely higher instances of assaults on staff and assaults on other inmates. But we also want to stress that for those who are looking for this as an economic development strategy, this is not the best. And actually, particularly for towns in rural Maine that are interested in this, you know, the non-metro numbers actually tend to be even worse than the metropolitan areas. So that's one highlight. And the final is, you know, there's a question. Because it is the cost savings are either minimal with private prisons, or actually private prisons can cost more. So how can that be when there are lower staff ratios, when staff at the private prisons actually tend to make less money? Where is all this money going? So this table is summarized a couple of years of the CEO of one of the private prison companies, and there are many. You can see that Mr. Ferguson was making $1.4 million. And as is typical with many publicly traded organizations, there are disparities between workers at the bottom and CEOs and other top personnel at the top. So that is in fact our explanation for how private prisons can sometimes be even more expensive, but they're actually investing less money in the facilities and the staff that are there. So I think that's it.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Chin? Seeing none, thank you.